Hey, Mama. So we all want a successful online business, and how we get there may look different. Actually, it will look different. The thing is that as mamas running businesses with babies at home, we have to set boundaries when it comes to how we market our businesses. If not, we will find ourselves burnt out, stressed, and overwhelmed. And so in this episode, I'm going to be sharing three rules I have about marketing and how they don't stop me from having a successful online business. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama, are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. All right, so before we get into today's topic, this is your friendly reminder that the waitlist for the 7-day pot launch Get It Done week is open. If you are ready to elevate your marketing strategy so you can expand your reach and get in front of more of your ideal clients through podcasting, then this is for you. Take the overthinking and overwhelm out of starting a podcast and launch your podcast with confidence. So head on over to mamaturnmompreneur.com/get-it-done-waitlist to join the waitlist today. The waitlist will be closing soon, so don't miss out on getting access to exclusive bonuses. Okay, so let's get into my three rules for marketing. So my first rule when it comes to marketing is that I prioritize long-form content over short-form content. And so my focus in my business right now is truly building a sustainable business. While long form content does take longer to see results compared to short form content, it is evergreen content, meaning that I will continue to see results weeks, months, and years after that content has been published. And the thing is too, with short form content is that you do have to create more of that content in order to see results. And so with my current season of life, I don't have the capacity to churn out the content, you know, short form content at a rate where I will see the results that I need to see. Okay, my second rule is using the 9-grid strategy over posting daily on Instagram. So I switched to the 9-grid strategy. I want to say it was the summer of 2023. And honestly, it was the best decision for me. Now, there is nothing wrong with posting to Instagram at a higher frequency if you have the capacity for it. As I just said, you know, that, you know, in this season of my life, I don't have the capacity to keep up with it at a sufficient frequency. And so I decided to go with the 9-grid strategy, which really has like been really good for me. And I'm now making sure that I update it quarterly. So be on the lookout for my new 9-grid coming April 1st. But this has been a really effective strategy for me. I still see results. I still have, you know, really great DM conversations. And that comes about because on my podcast, I drive people to, you know, send me a DM on Instagram. Even sometimes in my emails, I will say, you know, either hit reply to this email or send me a DM on Instagram. And so it hasn't impacted me in that way. So it just really for you, like thinking about your current season of life, are you able to keep up with posting on Instagram at the frequency that you would need to see results? Or maybe it's time to give the 9-grid strategy a try. Okay, my third rule is prioritizing marketing strategies I enjoy. Now, yes, I know not everything in business is fun, but I honestly believe you should enjoy how you are marketing your business. If you don't enjoy it, it really is going to impact how you show up. You won't be consistent with that marketing strategy. And I honestly feel that if you are begrudgingly creating content in a format or on a platform that you don't actually enjoy, it's going to come through in your content. And like people can feel that. People can feel when your content is forced. It also can impact your creativity. You know, yes, you may have these different ideas for content, but executing it on platforms you don't enjoy, it's going to be a struggle because you don't enjoy it. And so that lack of enjoyment is going to impact your creativity. And so that is why I am not going to, you know, force myself to prioritize marketing strategies that I don't enjoy. I am going to show up in a way that I enjoy, that I know is really going to allow me to shine and thrive. And you guys get to know me on that deeper level. You guys get to know the real me, and I'm able to earn your trust in different things like that. So, you know, I've been talking about boundaries and rules when it comes to marketing, but why do we actually need that as mamas running businesses? And so I talk about this all the time, but our capacity as moms and business owners, it's limited. You know, we can't afford to be on 5011 platforms churning out content like a machine because it's not something we can realistically commit to. We have to set boundaries for ourselves. So this means that, you know, when a new social media platform or a new trend pops up, we don't necessarily need to hop on it instantly. We need to find what works for us, what we can realistically stick to in our current season of life and go from there. You know, there's always new little social media platforms popping up left and right, but it's like, okay, do I really need to be on that? Do I really have the capacity to add in that to figure out a strategy for that? You know, figure out how I'm going to create content for that. So that's like when it comes back to just being open and honest with yourself, really looking at your current capacity and seeing what you are able to truly take on. So to set boundaries in your marketing, one of the things I usually recommend to my clients is choosing 2 to 3 core platforms that you will market your business on. You need to be on more than one platform in order to see results and not find yourself in a place where all of your leads have run dry. I know that like when you're first starting out, they'll say choose one platform and just focus on that, which I get it. You know, you're just starting your business and it can be overwhelming trying to navigate multiple platforms. But truthfully, I do think you need to be on at least 2 platforms because you want to make sure you're not limiting your reach because your ideal clients, they're not just on one platform. And so you want to get in front of more people. So you need to at least be on 2 marketing platforms in order to see those results that you want to see. And so for me, you guys know I've talked about like my marketing setup and whatnot, but to go over it again, you know, I have my podcast. I, you know, publish 2 episodes per week. And then along with my podcast, I create blog style show notes. I also publish a blog. So separate from my show notes, I publish a blog 1 time per month. And then also for like my podcast episodes, I create 2 pins per episode. So Pinterest pins, and schedule those out. And then I email my list 2x a week. I'm always leveraging collaborations, whether that's through guesting on podcasts, participating in bundles, speaking at virtual summits. And so that's essentially my core marketing strategy. Now, yes, I do engage in Facebook groups, post on Threads, and post to Instagram stories, but the frequency at which I do those things depends on my capacity for the week. You know, there are some weeks where I don't really post on Threads, or my stories, I may post 1 or 2x that week. In Facebook groups, if I have some time, or if I, you know, I'm scrolling on Facebook and I see something in a group where I'm like, ooh, this is a good conversation to jump on in, I'll do that. And one of the things with Facebook groups, I am so just blessed because I have an amazing network that they will tag me and stuff. So I'm not even always scrolling Facebook. I'll just get tagged in things, or they're recommending me or referring me for something. We're like, oh, you need to talk to Andrea. And then I'll hop in the conversation that way. But that's kind of like what my marketing strategy is for me. And that works for me. You know, it's something I can commit to and it makes sense for me. But you have to decide what you have the capacity for. Maybe you don't have the capacity for all of those things. So find the 2 to 3 platforms that you can realistically commit to in your season of life and go for it. And also know that this will change with each new season of your life. Sometimes you will have the capacity to do more and other times you won't. And that's okay. Like, that is part of us being mamas running businesses. You know, for me, my capacity may change and I may have to let go some of these things, but that's okay. Like, I know for me that at the end of the day, at least I'm going to get my podcast out and my emails. You guys are going to hear from me on those two platforms no matter what. But again, it just all depends on my current season of life. All right, mama, that is it for today's episode. I hope that this encourages you to set boundaries in your marketing so you can build your dream business without running yourself into the ground. Also, as a reminder, if you are ready to launch your podcast with confidence and start leveraging podcasting as an effective marketing strategy, hop on the waitlist for the next round of the Get It Done Week. You can do that at mamaturnpreneur.com/get-it-done-waitlist. This is also linked below in the episode description and in the show notes. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Well, mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.